Welcome to the new chapter. I am Dr. Milka Granlund. This show is about wellness, and today we're covering laughter and humor therapy. Humor is really important in life. It has many health benefits. We'll be covering some of those. And with me in the show are Lucky and then Miriam. Welcome, Miriam, to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
So for laughter, it's not something that's been studied as much as some other treatment methods. However, it can be very effective for different conditions, including for diabetes. It has been shown to lower blood sugar levels in those who have diabetes, and is also used in cancer treatment in hospitals to help people deal with the pain that's associated with cancer and the treatment of it. So Miriam, can you tell me some examples about different types of laughter?
Passive humor and spontaneous or unplanned humor.
Mm-hmm.
Passive humor is resulted from seeing prepared materials such as watching funny movies or shows or stand-up comedy. And spontaneous or unplanned humor involves finding humor in everyday situations.
That's very good. So two things. You can be watching a funny movie, such as this show. Maybe you laugh, who knows? Or a comedy. And that can help you laugh. Or maybe you're just one of those people who have the ability to laugh in everyday situations that are not really that major, but it's just funny for you to see funny things. Can you tell me some of the times when you laugh? And how do you feel when you laugh?
I feel happy and I feel there's no stress, and I laugh when I'm with my family, friends, and Lucky.
That's so sweet. Laughter is something that is used for treatment in hospitals, like I mentioned earlier. It can improve circulation. It can improve immune system's function. It can help with recovery from serious illness such as cancer. In one of the studies, it was shown that if one laughs for 2 hours, for 10 minutes, the person is able to be pain-free for 2 hours as a result of laughing for 10 minutes. As far as calories are concerned, 10 to 15 minutes of laughter burns 50 calories. So that's quite nice for those who hate exercise and want to burn calories, right? Now, what about the situations that you feel like you shouldn't laugh, but you can't stop laughing? Can you tell me about some of those situations and how did you feel?
Maybe in like class when I'm laughing, I feel like if I do laugh, I'm going to get in trouble and it's going to be worse. So I just try to keep it in. Mm-hmm. My teacher says something funny.
Yeah, when a teacher says something funny, but you shouldn't laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a lot of funny situations out there, right?
Yeah.
That's very good. All right, so laughter is good for relieving stress also, not just pain, but also stress. There are many diseases that are due to stress. If the stress is never neutralized, a person can get very sick. The ability of the body to function can be compromised as a result of high stress levels that are never neutralized. So laughter can be one of those ways to neutralize stress. Now, in the previous shows, we've talked about different ways to manage stress, such as meditation and breathing exercises. And those are more serious in nature. Laughter, on the other hand, it's fun. So this is just another approach that you can look at for managing stress levels that can be really good for your health. It does also work your abdominal muscles when you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had your tummy cramp when you're laughing?
Yeah, it hurts. If I laugh really hard, it hurts your stomach.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's very good. So those are some of the things. And also laughter can help one sleep better. That could be due to the stress management aspect of laughter and being able to relax and laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
So many different benefits to laughter. Hope you're getting some ideas on what you can maybe do to add laughter to your life and humor. Like I mentioned earlier, watching a movie, and you mentioned watching a movie could be something fun to do. Do you watch movies that are funny?
Yeah, often. I watch on Netflix and... Mm-hmm. DVDs.
Now, how about your homework? I understand there's homework can be really stressful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you laugh when you do homework ever, or do you have to do some other activities that make you laugh? And can homework be funny for you sometimes?
Homework sometimes is funny, but sometimes it's just like maybe like physical activity, like going out to the park, instead of like focusing on homework too much, because that does stress you out.
That's right. So it's nice to have time with friends and laugh and have a good time and then get back to homework, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for watching the new chapter. We look forward to seeing you next time.